And they'll surprise you too at the same time. And I think that's the biggest thing. I felt like, no, this is a creation between me and my wife. I'm like, no, they are 100% themselves. And it's and all we can do is kind of provide bumpers of how to bring the best versions of themselves out.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for another edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. I'm very happy to have Kevin and Dan Hageman. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, guys. How you doing?
Hey, thank you for having us.
Yeah, and you pronounced your last name correctly. Great work.
So I always get nervous because I want to make sure I pronounce people's last names. Art Eddy, people sometimes say Edie, or I don't even know where they go with. So I appreciate acknowledging that. We're not here to talk about pronunciation. We're talking about fatherhood, of course, Star Trek Prodigy. Big fan of the show. My dad and I kind of bonded over Star Trek Next Generation and all that good stuff. Yeah. Kevin, let's go to you, and then Dan, you can answer it too. Let's first start with fatherhood. When you found out you were going to be a dad, what was going through your mind, Kevin?
When I first learned I was going to be a dad?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was excited. It wasn't like a surprise child, right? This was me making sure I was finally at a place in my career where I had a writing career, you know what I mean? And I was emotionally ready, like, okay, I got my career now under my belt. It's working, you know, now let's start a family. And, you know, so I was ready, and it's an absolute joy to be able to do stuff like this where I get to sit down with my kids and watch it. Star Trek toys and stuff, you know.
I can speak on the first day coming home from the hospital. I remember feeling like so scared. I was like, oh my gosh, like I've got no one of authority who knows what to do. I am the authority. What happens if this happens? And my wife was a little bit like that too, but it's amazing how you click into place.
No doubt. Speaking of the drive home, did you like not like for me? Both of my daughters were born in New Jersey, and I didn't take the highway. I took like the back roads home, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Super yeah. You never safe. Went on the freeway.
Yeah. You check that seatbelt like 10 times. You know, you're like, you're trying to do everything you can right.
No doubt.
First time in your life.
Yeah. Dan, talk a little bit about, I mean, I think for your guys' line of work, I'm guessing both of you guys look to inspire creativity and instill creativity, you know, as a value, but. Before I put any more words in your mouth, Dan, how about you go first? What are some of the values you're looking to instill?
I mean, a lot of our work, we always talk about the gray areas of growing up. Because I feel like when I look at children's entertainment, sometimes they have kids' gloves on. And I don't think that's the right approach. I think having adult conversations with these kids who are growing up is the better way to go. Because you're not looking down at them. You're teaching them valuable lessons that they're going to need. And I think that as everyone growing up, you wish you had some of those conversations before having to make them on your own.
Yeah, I'll just have to add that, you know, my favorite movies are family films that are emotionally complex, right? So E.T., Iron Giant, you know, a lot of this early Spielberg stuff, they're really emotionally powerful storytelling, right? And those are the stories that really stick with you. And so that's what we really wanted to try to bring to Star Trek.
Yeah, love it. And two more questions before we get into Star Trek. But, you know, Dan, I think you said, you know, you got to have those conversations. I think now more than ever, as kids are growing up with the more access to information than maybe my generation, where it's like, where do you do this? Where do you find this? Well, now it's at the palm of your hand if they have a phone or not. But what is something that your kids have taught you either about yourself or about life in general?
Oh, wow. That's a big one. What have my kids taught me? They are who they are, and you can't change that. You feel like, you know, nature versus nurture. There's like imprinted DNA, and they'll surprise you too at the same time. And I think that's the biggest thing. I felt like, no, this is a creation between me and my wife. I'm like, no, they are 100% themselves, and all we can do is kind of provide bumpers of how to bring the best versions of themselves out.
Yeah, great answer. What about you, Kevin?
That's a tough question. What have my kids taught me? Well, being a father, you know, just having kids teaches you to be, you know, you got to be so responsible, and you got to be so on top of it, and you got to make sure you're making money, and you're, you know, like, so like they first teach me like, you gotta be so not serious, but like as a dad, I feel like I've gotten more serious, right? Because there's just more weight on you, right? But then the joy of the kids being kids with, you know, with you and stuff. And like the other day, I had a meeting with my brother. We had with someone else. It was like one of those busy days, right? It was crazy busy. My wife, she has a job, and I'm trying to drive my son over to his friend's house really quickly, right? And he has pre-programmed the fart sounds in my Tesla so that every time I turn left or right, it just starts to fart all different kinds of sounds. And I can't figure out why it's happening. You know what I mean? And so there's that sort of stuff that like, there's the one side of that seriousness that having kids brings you. And then the total opposite that helped shake me out of it and go, just laugh and relax a little bit and pull myself out of the stress of the day, you know?
I love it. And yeah, I mean, this bleeds into my next question. Could be a dad hack or a piece of advice, especially this question's geared to new dads. I have a bunch of guys like, oh, I just found out it was going to be a dad, found your podcast. This is great. So it can be a dad hack or a piece of advice to new dads or just in general. For me, like I always say, like to new dads, always double check the diaper bag. I don't care if you just go in and get gas. If you go and just do a quick errand, they're probably going to have a blowout and you forgot that you like restocked the wipes and all that stuff. So for you gentlemen, Kevin, you can go first. Is there a dad hack or a piece of advice?
Well, my simple, I don't know if it's a simple dad hack or it's a bigger dad hack, but I ended up, my wife was at a Cub Scouts sort of thing where I've never done this before in my life. And she went to some meeting and she texted me. She's like, I hope you're okay. I put your name up to be a Cub Scout leader. And my dad hack was just like, at first I was like, I don't have time to be a Cub Scout leader. I don't know what I'm doing, right? But the utter joy of what that brings, the dad hack of like, even as stressful as life has for you, to do that one thing, whether you're going to be a referee for your kid's soccer team or being a scout leader for, you know, just doing something that parent involvement with your child, right, is so important. And it's so amazing. And it's scary at first. But once you do it, I'm like, I can't imagine not doing this, you know?
Dan, I'll let you answer. But Kevin, that is so phenomenal. Because what you just said there took me back when my youngest was in second grade. We took turns, my wife and I, like going to open houses. And she's like, oh, by the way, I signed you up to be the room parent for second grade. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. What is that?
So I feel you on that. What about you, Dan?
I'm sure you've probably heard this advice, but a tight swaddle. I'm like, go tight. Go tight. Make that burrito tight. You will think you are hurting your child, and I think that's where the push and pull is. You know, you're checking seatbelts and all that stuff, but in terms of swaddle, the tighter the better.
Can I just add to that? Sleep schedule, man, I swear. Like, I meet some families that don't do sleep schedules for their kids, and they pay the price. Rest. For like 18 years. And, you know, my kids are
feral children.
Yeah. Our children are 9 and 11 now. And I never had a problem because we were disciplined with their sleep schedule.
So you guys are spot on right there. Great pieces of advice for new dads, or just dads in general. Sleep schedule and wrap that child up like a burrito. Well done. You know, Star Trek, love the fandom, love, like I said, for me, my dad and I would love watching the Star Trek Next Generation together and all that good stuff. But you guys have Star Trek Prodigy's second season, so congratulations on that success. You know, almost like balancing like work and fun, right? Like I feel like this series, you guys do that because you got to be serious, of course, but then you got to have the fun and all that. So for you, Dan, what are you most excited for fans, you know, for that they're going to be checking out this season? I obviously don't give anything away, but what are you kind of looking forward to? Because you guys are active on social media. I know you guys get feedback and all that good stuff. But what is something that you can't wait for, like, the audience to check out? Like, whether it's a story arc. Again, you can be very basic in general because I don't want to ruin anything. But what are you most excited
for? No, I think what you're talking about, you know, it's a little bit of fun, but it's a little bit of serious. And I think that encapsulates our show. It's from the point of view of kids who stole a ship, and they're being hunted down by Admiral Janeway, who is the most buttoned up, you know, has her wherewithal. Yeah. And she's on your tail. So can these kids get their act together to stay one step ahead of the adults? It's kids versus adults.
Nice. What about you, Kevin? Same thing?
I think you've been maybe privileged to see a few of the episodes, but there's another, there's a total of 10 that are going to be coming out, and I'm just so excited how it all ends. And I think, or this season's going to end, and I think it's going to just stick with people. And I think just turn out to be a really strong season.
Well, yeah. And I can't wait for people to check this out. And again, you know, it's being a strong season. You got to have a strong crew, not just on the ships, of course, but, you know, putting the show together and I'm a big fan of voice actors. Love having them on the show. You know, you mentioned Captain Janeway, of course, played by Kate Mulgrew and all that. Love seeing that, you know, D. Bradley Baker, love him, and especially for different shows that he does. Like, dude is so talented. Especially with the pandemic, we've learned that, okay, you're going to work remotely. But I know we're talking before the pandemic, there was always like getting in a room together, having fun, like working off each other. Is everyone still kind of working from home, or how is that, like, you know, just that collaboration going with the voice actors?
Well, I mean, I guess that, yeah, I do a lot of the voice direction with the actors. And yeah, we record them all separately. They're amazing actors who are busy at work, and they're shooting like movies and TV shows. So they're always around the world. But it's a total joy to work with these. They're so good. And yeah, it's like this, you know, like it's a joy. It's not a giant group. It's just a bunch of us, or voice director Brooke Chalmers, the actor and myself, and we're just like working with them and having fun, making them laugh. And I think all the actors really have a great time, because Dan and I always wanted to start in this place of joy with our show. So that's where we started with our writer's room, to make sure we had fun and that joy was, you know, if we're not having joy in the writer's room, it's not going to be on the screen. And the same thing is with the actors and with their performances and stuff. And so it's an absolute joy, you know, working with them.
Nice. Love it. Maybe this, you can answer this one, Dan. You know, when dealing with such a beloved franchise with Star Trek, right? And you guys, of course, to get where you are, you have to take risks. You have to kind of maybe push the envelope or take things different places from all, you know, from your past writings and executive producing the different shows you guys are on. But with this one, because people grew up with this and there's certain things, and you guys are going to have some nods and some Easter eggs and all that good stuff. Did you, this is going to sound weird. Of course, every job has pressure, but when you're dealing with Star Trek, you guys kind of feel the added pressure? And is it kind of cool that when you took, like, okay, this is what we're going to do, and then you see people's reaction on social media, like, yes, they get it, right?
Yeah, or when they approached us, we were very quick to say no. We were like, no, we are not the guys. We will get steamrolled. I don't know how to
talk. The target is so small, right? To hit it just right, to get the fans, you know, but then also not just to copy what's been done, but to try to do something a little fresh with Star Trek.
But I think, you know, when we, after we said no, we kind of like, we actually go, okay, but if we were to do it, what would we do? And then we kind of went from, if you do it from perspective who kids who don't know anything about Star Trek, it totally gives you this amazing security blanket. And then we hire these great, you know, people on our crew that know all about Star Trek, because we know enough about Star Trek where we understand like what we love about Star Trek, what are the great tenets of Star Trek. We know all that stuff, but we don't feel like we know how to write bridge speak. You know, I feel like that's the stuff that scared us.
Yeah.
And I think that, and when we went into it, we're like, we have to honor the what's come before us, but we also have to honor what's new. And if you have that balance, then a new fan who doesn't know anything about Star Trek can come in. And then we, at the same time, we don't want to pee on the foot of a Star Trek fan. That's the last thing we wanted to do, you know? So we're doing our best to try to keep that balance.
But it's a joy. Like when those first few episodes started to come out, we were, you know, you're on Twitter. Just like, that's the quickest response. Like, what are people saying? And I just, it was fantastic to see the adults who were like, we don't even have kids and we're watching. And I'm like, yes. Good. Well, the parent who watches it with their kid, and then they tuck their kid into sleep, and then they go, is it okay that my wife and I stayed up late watching more episodes on our own without the kid? I'm like, yes!
Yeah. Love it. And what you said there, too, before, Dan, about saying, like, you guys first said no, I think that speaks volumes, because, like, I don't know if you want to mess around with this, right? But then you guys, but if, because that, the but if is, like, such a great thing if you're geeks talking about whatever fandom you're about, like, if there was a show and we were able to do something, this is how we should do it, right? So to me, as an ultimate geek, man, I love that response. That's fantastic. Thank you. I really appreciate you guys. Just one more question before we finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. But like I said, no strangers. Yeah. You guys are no strangers to creating successful shows like Trollhunters and Ninjago and all that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this can be a quick answer. You guys can each answer both. You know, for you, Dan, you can go Dan and Kevin go second. Is it, what's like for you guys, like the biggest hurdle when you start a project, just in the sense of creativity and all that other good stuff? Like, what is there something that you're like, all right, you know, for like, I'm just going to use a sports analogy. NFL players come to training camp, like first 2 weeks, it's crap, it's hell. We'll get done with it and then we'll be fine. So for you guys, when you start a project, what is like maybe the biggest hurdle?
It's each other. It's each other. It's like, if we can get on the same page, then we feel invulnerable. We're like, yo, like if someone doesn't like it, we're like, it doesn't matter. We like it, brothers.
That's true. I mean, every once in a while, there's that project that comes and we're both like, oh, that's really cool. And then Dan's like, well, I really think it should be this. And I'm like, I don't get that, you know, or I think it should be this. And we really just can't, we're like, okay, well, I guess we just can't, you know. But going to what you're saying, Dan, you know, it's agreeing on something, but it's that story concept. Right? It's that way in, you know? And so for Star Trek, you know, when we realize it's outsiders and finding a ship and there's a mystery around the ship, I'm like, yes, like I can get behind this. I know how this could be funny and exciting and mysterious and adventurous and have everything, right?
So it's back like, to the NFL, it's if your team buys in, you're like, that's what it is.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you guys very much. We'll finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Dan, you can go first, and Kevin, you can piggyback. Favorite family movie? Do you guys have one?
Yes.
Go, Kevin.
Goonies.
I'll say E.T.
Okay. Favorite artist or band you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to?
David Bowie.
I haven't done it yet, but Depeche Mode.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
We've been enjoying Hawaii.
Nice.
And we just did a surprise trip to Africa, and that was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, you can use Star Trek Prodigy or any in the Star Trek universe. Favorite character for you guys is?
Wait, favorite Star character Trek? That we created, helped create, or?
Or in either or, any, it doesn't matter. Any Star Trek character you like.
I'd say Spock. Any... You can't, it's hard to beat Spock.
Here's a Spock. Favorite Star Trek character? I have to say I really like Gwyn in our show. I absolutely love her, and I love the art. She's just gorgeous, and she's just a rich, wonderful character. And Ella's voice.
All right, Bozo, short answers, Kevin.
No, but I love your guys' answers are perfect because it's meeting the old and meeting the new, and like what your show does. Love it. And lastly, top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as dad. What would you want them to be?
Three.
What would we want them to be?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. One more time.
Top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as a dad. What would you want them to be?
Gosh.
Funny.
Yeah.
Cares.
What?
Cares. Mm-hmm. Like he cares.
Oh, yeah.
Three words. He's there. Yeah, he's
nice.
There, and I'd say ambitious.
Nice.
Like dare to dream. Yeah.
Love it. People, make sure you follow Kevin and Dan on Twitter at Brothers Hegman. Guys, really appreciate the time. Love what you guys are doing. And again, I appreciate it. And I hope you guys have continued success.
Thank you. So back much, at you,
man. Take care.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for checking out this week's edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Please rate, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. And also go to artoffatherhood.net. You can have a chance to check out some great articles like the weekly Dad's Doing It Right column, the Collector of the Week, and many more. Plus, you have a chance to win some very cool prizes like video games, collectibles, all that good stuff. Go to artoffatherhood.net. And please make sure you rate, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to podcasts because I'll greatly appreciate it to get the word out on the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.